Please do.
Thomas Keepers is self-described as a Christ-centered organization dedicated to introducing men to Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, helping them to grow as Christians. Thomas Keepers is a nonprofit organization not affiliated with any Christian church or denomination, which opposes same-sex marriage, Anglican Catholicism, and marital fidelity, and the man as being head of the household. Those most widely publicized events tend to be mass rallies at football stadiums and summer events. They also sell a variety of promotional products to help men keep their promises, including clothing, books, music. Bruce Wilkinson developed the widely used video curriculum, Personal Holiness in Times of Temptation, as part of the Biblical Manhood series of Privacy. The organizational model has been mimicked by other religious groups.
Everybody hear that okay? Not really.
There's another one that's going on electronic speakers called Blue Man. They're starting to have men's groups together.
I think I have heard.
That are in different churches, like the men's group meeting, and they're doing that through one of them. They seem to be having good success with that too. God's moving everything.
Oh, yeah.
You just got to let him go ahead and move and stop holding them back.
Does anybody here know how Promise Keepers got started? Or by who?
I saw a Coach there.
Yeah. Promise Keepers was started by Coach Bill McCartney, head coach of the University of Colorado. It spread into the all over the U.S., Canada, and even into New Zealand. This all happened after talking to a friend that he was converted from Catholicism to Christianity to fill stadiums with men for God, equipping men to be all that they could be for Jesus. And he laid out four principles that he wanted to do with his Promise Keepers. And one was that we would know our Creator better. That was number one. Number two was to be closer to your wife and children. The third principle was to tear down the walls of division. We call them denominations today, I believe. And four, to pray and believe to see entire world come to know God's love.
What has happened is Wingman is taking those and they run with what they're doing instead of they're doing on a bigger scale. These guys, this one is just aiming for individual churches, the groups in there. It's strengthening the church. I've been hearing about it. I've been hearing about it. And hey, they're doing the same thing. That started to build this one. Call it what you want as long as it works.
God's in it, it'll work.
That's right.
And because of time, I'm only going to be able to scratch the surface on this, but we'll continue on. There's seven promises that a Promise Keeper have. Number one, a man and his God. A man mentoring for another man. And on his integrity. A man in his family, a man in his church, a man in his brothers, a man in his world. And today we're going to look at Promise Keepers' commitment to honor Jesus through worship, prayer, obedience to God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. So if somebody can read Luke 10:27, we're going to just focus on the first aspect of that, which is honoring.
So he answered and said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
So how would you say is the best way to honor God in your own personal life? Here in that scripture. Read it again.
"You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
Recognize that, because that's the new that Jesus gave us to replace the old from the Old Testament. That's the new commandments. He's the commandment. You live by them, you're fulfilling everything he wants you to do.
Helping me is to realize I am an ambassador. And when the second I go, what are you doing about you? I am an ambassador. Did you go like that if you didn't, you know? No, you don't do that. But not because I want to be religious or not because I want to be holy, but because I want to honor him. And I should be acting up if I'm trying to honor him.
There's a difference between being religious and being righteous.
That's true. But I'm really trying after 25 years to reduce my needs, you know, and say, maybe their needs are greater. That's the loving my neighbor. That helps me to behave, which sometimes I do.
Father God.
I have a little note put next to this that I had written a long time ago. And basically I wrote, you cannot touch your neighbor's heart with anything else less than your own.
Okay. Of yourself.
Yeah, and it's so true. We can give to the poor, just to give. You know, well, you say, well, you know, I did my part, I helped with this and that and whatever. But the most effective is when you're doing it unto him as you would do it unto yourself. So, you know, if you're doing something without heart in a situation, it reduces your effectiveness tremendously. You know, so you have to ask yourself that question when you're dealing with your brother. Well, if it was me, how would I want to receive this? And it would cost me. You know, a lot of times we just stonehold, and we can't be that way. We have to treat them as if you treat yourself. You know, not above. You know, I don't make these mistakes. I'm not going to. You know, but if you approach it from it like, well, wow, you know, I have blown it other ways. You know, I make mistakes.
Well, we've all come short, we know that.
Right, and it's my fault. I would like someone to come alongside me instead of, you know.
But the word honor, everywhere you see it in the Bible, Mike touched on it real, real good when he said the word love. Because you can take the word honor out and you can put love in its place and the sentence will still mean exactly the same. I've got a secular meaning here of what it is to honor. The secular meaning is to regard with great respect. It also means to fulfill obedience or keep an agreement. But the biblical definition is to honor God means to give him the regard and the respect, the reverence, and the admiration. Yet scripture informs us that all of mankind have failed to honor God as we should. Does somebody read Romans 3:23?
It says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
None of us are perfect, right? What did they ever do with the perfect man? What did?
Oh, the perfect man?
Yeah. nailed it to the cross. But just remember, with his back is to the cross, ours is to the wall, goes to the cross. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Does that mean we should not try? No. No. Purpose in your heart every day to honor God. And you will find you can do it in ways you have not let Him show you how. So could we have God today? Could we honor God today? Matthew 25:40. I didn't want you to hear Elder, I want you to hear God's word.
The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
What does that tell us how we should honor God?
You know, I want to share my issues throughout the last 7 months. I've been through a lot of stuff. And when you're weak, physically, mentally, and socially, you become weak. Not only are you on a physical level, but even on a spiritual level. And so, then you start, you know, well, what about me? Then you start thinking more about you or what you've done. Oh, look what I did, you know, look what I did, you know. So yeah, look what I did. I got my time back. And so I'm going to come to a conclusion and do the word and listen to the word. And so I have to humble myself under the Lord. So much that I did unto the Lord. And so if I'm looking for my reward because of that, here, and got your reward,
yep.
But our reward is in heaven. So then, my thing is, and to you guys, I apologize to you guys, if you're to a certain point sometimes you're walking or whatever, that you come like, what about me? And instead of just doing it for the Lord. And so the other day, I came here, and then I came down to the hill and Glenn, the wonderful part was, I ran into a man outside that needed food. And I invited him and Frank was with me. And it was a healing process. So I'm gonna buy him breakfast and all that, but he didn't have to because somebody, whoever it was, blessed us and he was happy. So when we're about our Father's business, forget about what we do.
But you just gave a practical way that you did something to the least of His kingdom. But that is how we honor God.
I'm going to add I'm not going to go through the whole thing for the whole thing. There's one little paragraph part here that it's talking about honor. It's from the word Kabbalah. And it says, while honor is an internal attitude of respect, courtesy, and reverence, it should be accompanied by other appropriate attention or even obedience.
honor without such actions is incomplete. It's lip service. God the Father, for example, is honored when people do the things that please Him. Parents are honored through the obedience of their children. And it goes on and on and on. The thing is, you know, speak a few words and show a bunch of actions. So basically what Jesus is saying, when He said, love your neighbor as yourself. Treat that person like you want to treat yourself.
Just keep doing it. I didn't want to come back here. I didn't want to do this. I said, but just keep doing it anyway. You know, and the next week's totally different from the last week. And I didn't give in to my flesh. It put a whole different definition of giving in to my flesh. You know, I don't need that. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. But if I just keep staying faithful, you know, my prayer was, He's faithful to me, but I really want to do it. And keep on doing it. Like Andre's an example of it. He just keeps on doing it. Amen.
In Revelation chapter 2, I always identify with this particular verse. Because I say, to the churches and to the angel of the church of Ephesus. I always identify both with the church of Ephesus. These things he holds the seven keys in his right hand who walks in the midst. I know your work, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not. And have found this life. If you have perseverance and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary, nevertheless I have this against you. And this is where it hurts. That you nevertheless I have this against you, that you have not been blessed. Remember therefore, for where you have fallen, repent, and do the first work, or else I will come to you quickly and rebuild your lampstand from its place in which you repent. But this you have, that you have the Nickelodeon, which I also hate. So anyway, for me, when I read this, I look back and say, go back to your first love. What was our first love? You know, the first love is when we were out of building and doing our talk and feeding the poor.
But he had told us, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You haven't been trained to that. You ain't got the certificate that says you can do that. We just did it. You know?
So when we were about to get business, the race I had, I don't know how to do it on the Lord. And I just look at what the Lord has allowed us to do for us today, because our strength can't be about His business if you can help you and guide you. So I have to get back to my first job. And if I really don't,
it has to go hand in hand.
Okay, they're not nouns or adjectives or whatever. They're an action word. Because they have a
word. Right. Look at Joe Lightning take with his camera.
But I'm warning you.
because Chris is faithful, I honor him. But I'm learning how to honor all of them. And then I do understand because
sounds like you use judgment in your reasoning. Just do it. Just do it. Honor everybody. Allow
that. That sounds really good. But after 47 years,
everybody learns.
It's a learned behavior. When you
started that, everybody look this way.
I'm going from Mike. Here's where I'm at. I know they love me. I know they respect me.
I think they should be left.
I believe respect is something you earn. It's not something you're entitled. They have an entitlement, and that's what they want to be respected. You want to be respected. You honor other people so that they in turn learn to respect. You don't take dirt in that way. They demand that you come back.
They run a
being justified. What's justified mean? Means you're justified, had never sinned. Okay? Because you're honoring the principle of his salvation. Okay?
Owns 5 acres here.
Jumped right off it. Okay. Freely by his grace. You're justified by his grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. You know, and does that mean he earned it? No. Does that mean he earned it? No. Now, you can honor someone because of that, because of what Christ did for him. Okay? But respect, like this man on here said, is earned. Honor is not earned. Not really. It's not biblical.
Because I'm there. So you're honoring
what Christ has done.
You're honoring what he's given you.
Right.
So I can honor God for that, but what about you?
And he says, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ.
I said the same thing. That's why
But because he loved them, he gave his life for them, and that should give them work.
Right. That's how you look.
And I'll pick it up another day, but unfortunately, I have to.
Hey, I got one thing.